We're back with Property Markets. Elliott Investment Management launched a podcast to advance its attack on Southwest Airlines. As we discussed back in June, Elliott took an 11% activist stake in the airline and called for the CEO and chairman to step down. Last week, the firm requested a special meeting for shareholders to vote on its slate of 8 board candidates in December, and then it dropped its first podcast episode. The Stronger Southwest podcast will feature a conversation with one candidate per episode in the weeks leading up to the vote, aiming to introduce them directly to shareholders. So, Scott, this is the first time we're seeing a podcast used as a weapon in a boardroom battle. What do you make of Elliott's strategy here getting into podcasting?
I think it's really smart. I mean, traditionally what they do is they have comms people who try and reach out to CNBC and Stephanie Ruhle and Barron's and Wall Street Journal and say, and try and frame the issue and say, these are our candidates, are so strong. And this is a chance for them to take their story directly to the end consumer. Now, I don't know if this is going to make great listening, but if you're an investor, if you work at Southwest, if you're an IR firm, I mean, there is an audience here that wants to listen to this. I remember I was an activist investor in the aughts, and I always thought if I did another activist play, I would do a presentation. I'd have Catherine Dillon and her team bring the data to life. I'd make some jokes. I'd film something, and I'd put it on YouTube. Instead of press releases and doing interviews and going to ISS, I would just go straight direct to consumer. And if you think about it, the dispersion of content straight to the end consumer has been arguably has reshaped media, right? It used to be that cable companies spent billions of dollars on fiber optic cable and had regulatory capture, and you had to go through them. And all these guys, creatives, shareholders, people who own these cable companies took a huge, huge vig. And now with net neutrality, everybody has access to homes through the internet for basically free. And all you need now is a phone to create your own content, and there's platforms to go direct to consumer. And these guys are saying, all right, we're going to go direct to the end consumer, that is potential investors or potential media, with podcasts.